Hi, my name is Elise, and you're listening to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. Hello, and welcome back to Chatterbox Island English Podcast. I'm your host, Elise. As always, we're going to chat about different topics in English on this podcast. So in the last episode, we talked about nomophobia, which is a fear that is caused by not being able to use one's phone. And we also mentioned some tips to help cope with this kind of anxiety or impulse of constantly checking or using your phone. If you have any tips on how to prevent this phone addiction, feel free to leave a comment down in our YouTube channel. And if you haven't listened to that episode or you want to check out any previous episodes of this podcast, you can click on any platform that you're listening to right now. For today's episode, we're talking about a trending topic, which is veganism. I think when talking about vegan, most people might confuse it with vegetarian. At least that's what I did before I did some research on this topic, because both vegans and vegetarians don't eat meat. But being vegan means you not only don't eat meat, you also don't use or wear any animal product. So besides not eating meat, of course, vegans also don't have eggs, cheese, milk, or honey. And they don't wear clothes that are made of real leather, wool, or silk. Basically just anything that is produced by animals. And there are many different reasons why people choose to go vegan. I think the main one, in Taiwan at least, is religion. Because many Buddhists are vegans or vegetarians, right? I think so, as far as I know. But not all of them are, because Buddhist texts or discipline do not actually condemn or forbid the behavior of eating meat, but many Buddhists believe that it's immoral to kill animals. Which brings us to the second main reason, which is animal welfare and moral values. Some people decide to go vegan because they think animals are treated poorly in the farms, even when the animals are not being slaughtered. So for example, egg-laying chickens or dairy cows might be kept in a very confined, crowded, or dirty space, which is unethical and inhumane. And to prevent this kind of cruelty, they decide to completely avoid any animal produce. Another reason why many people go vegan is for the environment. Because as we all know, animal agriculture takes much more natural resources than just normal plant-based agriculture. And some people believe that it's more sustainable to our environment if we just grow plants for human consumption instead of supporting livestock. Also, farmed animals generate a lot of waste and pollution. Other people go vegan for health benefits because vegetables, fruits, and whole grains are naturally low in fat and cholesterol, which is 胆固醇 in Chinese. This can help reduce the risk of heart disease. Vegetables and fruits are also rich in fiber and many other vitamins. Although I've heard that they do have to take other supplements in order to take in some necessary nutrients since they're not eating meat. But I could be wrong. If you are a vegan or a vegetarian, please feel free to comment down below and tell me what is your daily diet? Like, what do you eat daily to maintain a healthy and balanced lifestyle? And if you're not a vegan or a vegetarian, have you ever considered or do you see yourself become a vegan or a vegetarian in the future? I don't think I've met anyone who is vegan, but I do have a couple of friends who are vegetarians, and their reasons are mostly because of religion or moral values, as mentioned before. They don't want to have meat because they don't want to kill animals. And I am neither a vegan nor a vegetarian, but I also don't mind going to a vegetarian restaurant or like not having meat for a couple meals, like for lunch and dinner. I'm not exactly the kind of person who loves meat and has to have meat for every meal, but I can't exactly just change my diet, at least not for now, because there are some things I know that I can't resist. For example, salmon. I love salmon, so I don't know if I can ever give it up. And I can probably see myself being a pescatarian, which is someone who don't eat meat besides fish and other seafoods. Or a flexitarian, which is someone who typically don't eat meat. Like, they're not strictly vegetarian. They sometimes do eat meat if that's necessary or that's unavoidable. So I can see myself becoming a pescatarian or a flexitarian in the future. And if you want to go vegan, there are some things or ingredients that you should look out for, because these ingredients are surprisingly consist of meat or other animal product. So the first one is foods, clothes, or makeup that are red, because they might consist of carmine, which is a kind of insect that is commonly used in red dye. As far as I know, you can check the ingredients of a makeup on the back of the packaging and see if it contains carmine, which is yanzhi in Chinese. Most people don't know that they are actually a kind of insects. They're like little bugs, and I think like if you crush them, and they can produce a lot of like red dye, and it is very commonly used. And the second one is gelatin, which is a type of protein that is made of animal tissue, and it's often used in jelly, marshmallows, or candy. And the third one is Caesar dressing. It's a very popular salad dressing, but some of which contains anchovy paste, which is a type of fish, I think. It's called 提鱼酱. And the fourth one is pesto, 青酱. I actually didn't know about this until I was like doing research for this podcast, and I didn't know that many store-bought pestos contain Parmesan cheese. And the next one is deep-fried foods. So many deep-fried foods are fried in animal fat, and the batter, which is like the outside of the fried foods, sometimes contains eggs. So that's something to look out for. And the next one is beer and wine, which is very surprising to me as well, because when you think of beer and wine, you don't actually think of any other animal product, but some manufacturers use gelatin or casein, which is another type of animal protein, in the beer brewing or winemaking process. And the next one is chocolate. So actually, dark chocolate is usually vegan, but some might contain milk fat or milk powder, so that is something to avoid. And these are only a few common things to look out for if you want to go vegan. And the good news is many companies are starting to mark their products if they're vegan, because I think they're starting to realize that it's a trend and people want to buy something that is completely vegan. And I think the smartest and probably the fastest way is to maybe educate yourself first and then check the ingredient list or label when you're buying something. And going vegan is quite trending in the US right now. At least I saw many influencers or YouTubers or Instagrammers, they're all going vegan. And if you want to start going vegan because of moral values or environmental reasons, I think it's important to keep in mind that it's okay if you accidentally consume or buy something that is not 100% vegan, because we all make mistakes. And it's more of a journey to go vegan than something that you can just like achieve overnight. So just allow yourself to take the time and do your research, and then maybe just take it step by step. You know, you don't have to always change your diet drastically, like in a week or in a month. I think it's something that you can do progressively over like a course of a year or maybe two, I would say. It's actually fine. So what about you? Are you a vegan or a vegetarian, or are you trying to become one? And what's your personal experience and journey? Feel free to share it with me in the YouTube comment section. I would love to know your journey. It's always interesting to see people switching to different diets, because I think it takes a lot of determination and a lot of effort, and it's something that I really admire. And that's all for today's Chatterbox Island English podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, you can subscribe to our show on Anchor, Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts. You can also find our shows on YouTube and go on our website, that's www.eisland.com.tw, for more information. I'm your host, Elise, and I'll talk to you soon in the next episode. Bye!